Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IME on March 14 regarding Curvis, C-U-R-V-I-S, Smith, S-M-I-T-H. Curvis Smith is a 59-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on three occasions. Brady currently provides a mechanism of injury of removing linen from the outside of the chute, injuring his lower back on both sides. Period. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Period. He is equivocal about whether he had surgery done, but is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. He does volunteer that at some point he received injection therapy for his lower back pain, but now it has gotten worse. Period. He volunteered being involved in a motor vehicle collision in September 2020, injuring his left shoulder, treated with 4 months of therapy. Period. He also alleged a work injury to his right leg and knee and right shoulder, after which he had surgery for both. Period. In paragraph, as per the record supplied, he received an order approving settlement on 4/12/18 to be inserted. Brady then applied for modification of that award. Period. I am in receipt of a claim petition for an incident of 3/15/20. Brady was loading dirty laundry into the laundry chute and injured his lumbar spine. Brady also filed another claim petition alleging he was pulling linen on 7/19/20 and injured his lumbar spine. Period. New paragraph. Medical records show he was seen by Dr. Metier, M-E-E-T-E-E-R, on 10/17/17. Period. He noted the petitioner had back issues dating to a work accident of 3/4/13. Period. His summary will be inserted as marked. Period. Dr. Metier offered 7.5% permanent partial total disability due to the work injury of 3/4/13, with aggravation of his underlying lumbar degenerative disc disease and spinal stenosis that was treated with surgical intervention. Period. It was his opinion no additional disability of an orthopedic nature was due to the subsequent work injury of 11/1/16, which was an innocent aggravation of his pre-existing lumbar condition. For there were no new objective findings in the medical records available for review to support any increase in his permanent disability as a result of this innocent aggravation. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner was also seen on 11/18/17 by Dr. Cataldo. Period. He had previously been seen by Dr. Gaffney on 11/13/14. Period. Dr. Cataldo also referenced additional injuries that will be inserted as marked. Period. New paragraph. On 3/15/20, the petitioner was seen at On-Site Innovations, feeling a pop in his back as he pulled dirty laundry out of the chute using both hands. Period. He had a back injury in 2014, treated with surgery. Period. This is work-related. Period. He had injections prior to surgery. Period. He had a right shoulder injury years ago, treated with physical therapy and injections. Period. He had a left knee injury at Bally's years ago and received physical therapy for that. Period. The back surgery was done by Dr. Ponopan in 2014. Period. After this evaluation, he was diagnosed with right-sided low back pain comma, elevated blood pressure, comma, an abnormal urine dipstick, period. New paragraph, on 5/4/20, he was seen neurosurgically by Dr. Siddiqui, period. He had lower back pain that did not radiate down his extremities, period. His impression was lumbar strain, status post lumbar laminectomy 4 years ago, period. He recommended a course of physical therapy, period. He was cleared to continue working full duty, but was laid off due to COVID-19, period. He followed up with Dr. Siddiqui in the ensuing weeks, probably by telemedicine, period. On 6/18/20, he deemed the petitioner had reached maximum medical improvement after review of records, period. New paragraph, he returned on 7/16/20. Period. Dr. Siddiqui reviewed the MRI from 4/9/13 that showed a right-sided disc herniation at L4-5. Period. His assessment was lumbar radiculopathy at L4-5 and L5-S1, for which he recommended an MRI of the lumbar spine, period. His previous laminectomy and discectomy on the right at L4-5 and L5-S1 was performed by Dr. Ponopan on 3/4/14. Pretty believed the current event was an aggravation of his pre-existing condition, period. On 7/21/20, lumbar MRI was performed to be inserted, period. Dr. Siddiqui reviewed these results on 8/10/20 and thereafter recommended epidural steroid injection on the right at L4-5, period. New paragraph. The petitioner was seen by pain specialist Dr. Korda beginning 2/24/21, period. He performed a series of injections to the back, period. Follow-up with Dr. Korda continued through 3/31/20, period. He reported good relief of pain after the cortical epidural steroid injection. Pretty was authorized to continue work full duty and had reached maximum medical improvement from a pain management standpoint. Period. New paragraph. Prior records show Mr. Smith was seen on 4/13/10 by Dr. Gaffney, but this pertained to a left knee injury he reportedly sustained at work on 5/21/09. Period. He had an MRI and then surgery on the knee by Dr. Zook, period. He also related on 10/27/09 he sustained a right shoulder injury for which he recently had surgery and continued with the treatment, period. Dr. Gaffney offered 60% permanent partial disability of the left leg, period. On 5/10/10, the petitioner was seen by Dr. McClure, MC, capital C-L-U-R-E, period. This also pertained to the left knee injury of 5/21/09, period. His estimate of permanent disability was 10% permanent partial referable to the left leg, and he was at maximum medical improvement, period. Dr. Gaffney reevaluated him on 4/14/11, period. On this occasion, he offered 65% permanent partial disability of the right shoulder for an incident of 10/27/09. record. He was reevaluated by Dr. McClure on 6/23/11 relative to the same right shoulder period. His estimate of permanency was not included since we do not have his complete report. Period, new paragraph. On 4/9/13, at the referral of Dr. Patel, he underwent a lumbar MRI, given a history of lumbar radiculopathy. Period, that report will be inserted. Period, Dr. Ponopan performed surgery on 3/4/14 to be inserted. Period, new paragraph. On 8/4/14, Dr. McClure performed another evaluation, period, as pertaining to an injury he allegedly sustained at work on 3/4/13, period. He was evaluated and offered 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the lumbar sacral spine, having reached maximum medical improvement, period. He noted an MRI of the right hip revealed mild trochanteric bursitis, period. After the 2013 event, he had a lumbar MRI that revealed L4-5 disc protrusion with right nerve root involvement and L3-4 protrusion, period. He remains symptomatic, period. He stated the petitioner presented with a history of L3-4 protrusion, gamma L4-5 disc protrusion with nerve root impingement, for which he had selective nerve root block and then a local decompression. This involved L4 through S1 hemilaminectomy, a partial facetectomy, and foraminotomy. He did not require discectomy and did not require instrumentation. Period. On 11/13/14, he was seen again by Dr. Gaffney relative to an incident of 3/4/13, period. His assessment was ...70% permanent partial disability in reference to the lumbar spine, but he also offered 37.5% at the right hip, period. He attributed these to the work accident of 3/4/13, period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed portal scars about the right shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Extremities lower, there were healed portal scars about the right knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions, period. Left hip, internal and external rotation elicited right side of the low back tenderness. Period. Most of the hips, knees, and ankles was otherwise full and all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Hips and pelvis normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. Inspection revealed a midline 1.25-inch longitudinal scar with preserved blood dotted curve. Period. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but volitionally limited active flexion to 30 degrees. Period, extension, bilateral rotation, and side bending were accomplished fully. Period, impressions. Kerber Smith has alleged injuring his lower back at work on 11/1/16, 3/15/20, and 7/19/20, as well as his right hip on 11/1/16. Period, these were superimposed upon prior injuries to his lower back and hip, as noted above. Period, he had undergone surgery on his low back by Dr. Ponopan in 2014, period. He evidently continued to be symptomatic afterwards. Petty then alleged the injuries cited above. Period. He had additional evaluation, including a 72120 lumbar MRI. Period. He accepted injections to the lumbar spine by Dr. Korda. Period. As of 3/31/21, he was released from care to continue full duty. Period. He admits to being involved in a motor vehicle accident in September 2020 in which he injured his left shoulder. Period. He denies injuring his lower back at that time. Period. He received physical therapy for the shoulder. Period. Insert the usual new paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the right hip or lumbar spine as a result of the work incidents on 11/1/16, 3/15/20, and 7/19/20. But on those occasions, he at most sustained mild soft tissue injuries in the form of trochanteric bursitis and lumbar strain. But these were superimposed upon pre-existing disc disease treated surgically in the lumbar spine. This was not permanently aggravated or accelerated to a material degree by the incidents in question. Period. The petitioner has been able to continue working as a porter at Bally's Casino, the same position he held with the insured at the time of his alleged injuries. Period. End.